Okay, so we were talking about the din and the mitzvah saseh v'aveisam shama and the lo saseh of baal ta'achar l'shalmo. So, you know, I'm partisan on this issue a little bit to Reb Meir. So Reb Meir says, if it's not on time, then it's late. But my talmidim, you know, nitzchuni banai, they pointed out that even if it's not on time, it's not necessarily late, at least not at the expense of a lav. So there are many different shitos. We saw, right, that you need three regalim, maybe two regalim. Mishnah Sos Reb Elazar ben Yaakov was two regalim. Some people thought it was just the Chag HaSukkos, or possibly that it was like Rabbi Shimon Yochai held that it's the regalim kisidran, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, v'Chag HaSukkos, which is why I like to kid around that the accountants like to advise people who make nedarim in Davos that if they're going to do it, the accountants in general are against it because they're a very conservative bunch. They don't want people to have liabilities. But if you're going to do it, the time of year to make an eder is right after Pesach, because then you'll have the most time to pay up before you incur any lavin. Okay. So the Tanakam Rabbi Shimon Tashlumi Le'atzeres Min Aluhun. After the Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amar Torah. Minei yamim v'kideish chodesh, minei yamim v'kideish atzeres. Ma chodesh liminuyav. A chodesh is always made up of its days. Af atzeres liminuyav. So the idea is, the count to atzeres is mediated via not just days, tisperu chamishim yom, but shiva shavuos tisper lachar, sheva shabbasos timimos tiyena. So ima atzeres chad Yoma, so Amarava to Atzeres, Yome Maninan Shivue, Lo Maninan Vamarmar, Mitzvah Lemimne Yome, or Mitzvah Lemimne Shivue. The Gemara Misachta Menachos tells us that at least in principle we should count both days and weeks. So that would create a Tashlumin Kol Shiva. And that will be the way to generate it if you don't hold from this Hekesh between Chagamatos, Chagashavuos, and Chagasukos, Chagamatos, and Chagashavuos, and Chagasukos. So just like the Chagiga has 7 days, from the beginning of Chag HaMatzos, 7 days from the beginning of Chag HaSukkos, so if you don't hold of that, you can derive it from the fact that we count up to Shavuos, very fascinating. We count up to Shavuos, not only by the days, but by the weeks as well. Now again, Bizman Hazad, the Gemara quotes that Amemar's practice was that because it was only a Zeichel HaMikdash, he would not count the weeks anymore, he would just count the days. Now, why dropping one versus the other is a really interesting discussion. So the od chag shavuos ksiv, the very identity of the holiday is v'asisa chag shavuos l'Hashem elokecha misas nidvas yadcha asher titein. So the tashlumin from the holiday should reflect the essence of the holiday, and the essence of the holiday is somehow tied up in weeks, and the tashlumin should last for weeks. So Pesach. Bar Mikra of Bimbegalim, who? So that was one of the things that were listed. How could you bring a carbon Pesach on any regal? So Pesach Zimna Kevielei. There's no, carbon that Asubre Sosa Pesach B'Moado. And then Pesach Sheni is Yudaladiyar. What does it have to do with the regalim? So Pesach Zimna Kevielei. So I Ikrave Ikrave, Vilo Ikrave Itchilei. So Aver Yoma Batal Karban, unless you have Tamei V'Derech Rechoka, there's some explanations. And Bechista. Pesach kidin isba. So take it out. It was superfluous. Rav Sheshes Amar, my Pesach shalme Pesach. We're not actually talking about the carbon Pesach, but we're talking about a Pesach that defaulted into a shlamim status. Here we're good review for all of us about how this works. So Rashi says, shalme Pesach b'shelo kiriv bizmano she'ibed v'niskaper ba'acher. It was replaced with another carbon. Who nasa shlamim? So Pesach defaults into a shlamim. Get an afkala b'psachim. Ve'osan shlamim im ichran shlosh regalim over. So if you delay for an additional 3 regalim, so then one has violated bal ta'acher lo sa'acher l'shalmo. So ihachi einu shlamim. So why listed separately? Basically shlamim. So tana shlamim ha'boy machmas Pesach. V'tana shlamim ha'boy machmas atzman. So k'day dechanina. Ha'u v'machmas Pesach ka'asu. Very fascinating idea, since it started out in terms of its mahos, originally as a carbon Pesach, ke Pesach damu, so then it should reflect the halachos of the carbon Pesach itself, Tamash Rabban. So what does Kepesach Damu imply? Uberegel Rishon, Ya'avor Aleihen. Why would it be Regel Rishon? Because that's the property of the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach, you don't get it to bring it on Yidal and Nisan, and unless, again, you have some excuse, like Tamei V'derech Rechoka, right? Avar Yomo Batol Korbano. It's a Korban HaKavu Alozman. So you might have thought that once you pass that first Regel, right, Uvasa Shama, Vavesem Shama, so you would have thought it was just like a Korban Pesach. So Minani Minay the Tanur Rabbanon Kisi Dor Neder, Ainly at the Elanet, there in Nidava Minayin, so Nemar Kaneder Venemar Lahala Nidava, or Im Neder O Nidava, Malahala Nidava Imo, Afkan Nidava Imo. So we'll just take a pause to analyze what the Gemara is really saying. So the Gemara says, okay, I understand. Kisar the Neder Hashem Elokecha, Lo Se'acher L'Shalma. But in Nidava, we might be more flexible. How do I know that in Nidava is subject to the din of Baal Ta'acher? So neder and nedava is like the classical example in halacha of a din in the gaver, a din in the chavta. The chavta here, of course, being the behema. And it all depends on what you say. Because in neder, famously, you say harei alai. And in nedava, you say harei zo. Okay? So harei zo means that if zos no longer exists, if it's gone or something happens to it, so person is off the hook. There's no din of achrayis. Harei alai, and then... I don't know, a drone strike comes and Betsy is no longer Betsy. So, hare alai, it's Rama Katfe de Gavra. So now you can already appreciate, once you've thought about it even for a minute, why the Gemara said what it just said. Because when you assume a personal obligation, ki sidor neder l'ashem elokecha, lo se'acher l'shama, it's Rama Katfe de Gavra. A person has assumed an obligation. But when it comes to a nidava, the truth of the matter is that you can debate whether there's really a personal obligation. All you've done is you've established that Betsy is now no longer chulin, she's hektish. So the idea of Baal Ta'acher, which is a din negavra, so can you really mix that with a nidava? That's why you need a special riboy. Im neder on the dava, it's not obvious. It's exeris hakosif. La Hashem elokecha elu hadamin haarachin hacharamim hekdeishos lo se'acher l'shalmo hu v'lo chidufav. So Rashi explains, what is this? Hu v'lo chidufav alav atover v'lo al chidufav. Look how many mefarish lasu. We have to go further into the Gemara to understand what this issue is. Ki daroshi d'shenu Hashem elokecha me'imach. So those words, daroshi d'shenu, elu chataos, ashamos, olos, ushlamim. Okay, so that's implied by the words, ki daroshi d'shenu Hashem elokecha me'imach. Rashi explains, elu chataos v'ashamos, shehen nidrashin mimcha, sharei chova hei mutalin alacha. Person never is it. So what about an Ola and a Shlamin? Those are the classical examples of Neder and Nedava. Kigon Ola Sri'iya v'shalme chagiga shen chova. The ilu the Neder Nedava v'reshid the kroksivi. Neder o Nedava. V'hu adinami l'b'chor l'maiser pesach shehen chova. So ki daroshi d'shenu is the Kadosh Baruch Hu demands of you. So elu chataos Hashem osolos u'shlamim, and Rashi says many other things. Hashem v'okecha elu tzedakos u'maisros. So remember, we talked a little bit about tzedakos yesterday, that tzedakah could depend on whether there's a gabai. Not in terms of the chiluk, the gabai has discretion in terms of the chiluk, but if a person says, selazol tzedakah, nether gadol Hashem elokei Yisrael, but in terms of Baal Ta'acher, there are two factors we said you had to consider. One of them is whether aniyim are kaimi. So yesterday, Tosfos pointed that out. And the second one is the yad gabai. Whether it's just a personal obligation or whether there's a gabbai there. You have to at least get it to the gabbai. Okay, so Hashem elokecha elu tzedakos u'maisros u'bechor. Rashi says, d'hakra yiseirahu, d'havle d'mechtav ki darosh yidushanu, u'kivar Hashem kasu v'malo. V'chisik u'v'neder Hashem elokecha. Why does it have to say, ki darosh yidushanu, Hashem elokecha me'imach? Right, it's kvar Hashem kasa l'malav v'mikra. So nidrash ve'li asuyei tzedakos u'maisros shekasa b'hen Shemza ulcha tiyat tzedaka lifnei Hashem lokecha or ve'achalt lifnei Hashem lokecha masar deganecha tiroshcha v'itzarecha. So it's fascinating. The Shem Havaya is associated with both tzedaka and maestros, and that's something for you guys to think about as well. Is why we have such a close relationship between tzedaka and the Shem Havaya and maestro and Shem Havaya. We understand because maestro is taun bias makom, right? For maestro sheni. Meimach zelaket shechacha upeya v'aya b'chachet v'lo b'karban chachet. The carbon doesn't become stigmatized, but the gavra has a violation. That's part of the lumdus that we were saying over before about why nedava is such a big chiddush. So Amar Mar lo se'ach l'shamal hu v'lo chilufav chilufav vay I chilufei olam shlam me mikrav krivi I chilufei chatas l'misa azla elamai chilufav. So again, it can't really be talking about the Ola or Shlamim, because if you try to do the Chilufin, so then that's not going to work. We'll see Rashi in a second. Chatas, we know, Shibda Baleha, right, is Lemisa Azia, Chamish Chatos Lemisa. The Asham, remember, we learned in Psachim, is Yirad Shi Yistoev. But the Karban Toda is a case study. So the chilufei tada, the tani Rabbi Chiya, todah shenis arva b'tmurasa. So a todah gets mixed up with a tmura. Umesa achas mihen chaverta in la takana. Because here's the dilemma. So hey chili avid, likriva v'likriv lachem b'hada dilma tmurahi. So if you're going to bring the lachem, it's a problem because the lachem is only niskadesh with the proper korban. So if you're bringing the wrong animal, you don't know which one it is because it got mixed up. So you don't really know the status of the lachem. So liquor of a lachem, so dil matodahi, and then the carbon is deficient. So v'ha'ak, even the lav bas hakravahi, k'ralam yute lamali. So if you really can't offer it, why is this explicitly stated in the pasuk? So amr sheshes le'olam yute chilufei olo shlamim. So it's really coming to exclude the replacements of a carbon olo shlamim. V'acham ayaskinan, kigon sh'avro lav shnei regalim. So you were coming very close to the shot clock. It was going to expire. So it'd been two regalim, v'humam, and then a mum developed. So you can no longer offer this korban. V'chilul alacher, v'avar alav regal echad. And then a regal passed. So it's three regalim total, but for this animal, only one regal. Salkadai dechamina ho'ol mikoach kama ko'asi. Since the kedusha really originated in a different animal, so maybe, again, you don't restart the shot clock. Maybe it's just, you have to take into account the two regalim that already passed. So, kaman, the avrele shalosh regalim dummy, kamash malan, that you restart the clock with a new behema. So, the Reb Meir, the Amar Kevan, shavar alav regal echad over bal ta'acher, ma'ikul ha'meimar. So, what's going to be his case? Because he always holds of one regal. So, Amar Rav, ha'chav ma'yaskin, and gigon shehumam b'socha regal. So it's within the regel. So again, Reb Meir says you have until the end of that regel. V'chililo, right? And then you are poded out, and alacher, says the Bach. V'avar alav ha-regel. Sata dek-sakadai dechamina ho-mikoach kamakasi kemand avar kulei regel dami kamash malon. So that you actually have to the end of the regel. So we have to try to analyze this line according to Reb Meir. Anybody ever thought, why would you have thought, according to your mayor, who says, again, he's the strictest of them all, he says that once that regal has expired, right, you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher, so in the middle of a regal, whatever it was, you were in Misnadev Karbanola, you took a Nedev Karbanola, and then a mum develops. So you replace it with another animal. So he says, you might have thought, since it's Mikoach, Kedusha, Kamo, Ka'asi, Kemand avra le kule regal dami. So why would you have thought that? It's the middle of the regal. Means I understand very well, right? According to the Chachamim, we say you need three regalim, not necessarily three regalim in order. Why, if two regalim already passed and then another regal passes, so you might say, okay, mikoch chama kaasi, so that's three regalim. But why would you have said, if in fact the entire regal hasn't passed, that it's as if the entire regal passed? That seems a little bit harsh. the observer.
Does it matter what day of the Rego you made the substitute for this? Like, if it's past the Yontif of the Rego, then if you hold that Tashlumin is based on from the first, only if you had the Iker day, or like the first day, which, and not every day is its own Chiyuv, then it's like the whole Yontif, the whole Rego is passed.
Correct. That's exactly right. Excellent, Yaakov. So it's Tashlumin Derishon. Remeir will give you the entire regel. But this is actually like a tziruf, Yaakov, of two different ideas. Number one, that it's all tashlum in derishon for the chagiga, right? And so that we're saying that this applies, let's say, a little bit more broadly, that really, you know, sort of on the model of the korban chagiga, that a person who comes should really offer the karban at the first opportunity, and the entire regel is kind of a tashlumin for that. Okay, it's a very striking idea on your part. And you have to be mitzarif that with the idea that the replacement animal, the chilufin, once a mum develops, is also mikoach kama ka'asi. So if you're willing to make those two assumptions together, you could have imagined a situation where you lost your opportunity. Okay. So kamash malan, that we don't go that far. Excellent, Yaakov. So v'ayya b'chachet v'lo b'karban chachet v'ha mihachachat nafka mida achirim nafka d'tani achirim omrim yachal yei b'chor sh'abra sh'naso kipsulei mugdashin v'yipasol tamadomer v'achaltif ni Hashem melkecha ma'asa adigancha tiroshcha b'tzerecha v'choros v'karcha v'tzonecha ma'kesh b'chor l'maiser ma'maiser in a nisol mishana l'chaverita. No, you're not allowed to take maiser mishana l'chaverita aser to aser. Right, each year has its own integrity, but it's not nifsal b'kach. So af bechor inu nifsal mishana lechaverta. So itzrich sal gedetach aminani mili bechor delav bar hartzohu. That only applies to bechor, because a bechor is not an object of ritzoi. It's a chiyuv, but it is not an object of ritzoi. What were the classical objects of ritzoi in terms of korbanos? The chatos, the asham, the karban ola to an extent, right? Alase and lavanita alase, avol kodshim divnei hartzor ninu, em maloli ratzu kamash malon. So we can actually be inclusive of all kodshim. So if we take a look over at Rashi, and then we'll see Tosfos. Hartzor im le kapara im le daron. So Rashi says it could be kapara if it's associated with some chet, or daron as a voluntary karban. But bechor, we don't really think about it in that regard. So emalo lirtzu me'achar shehivi an be'avera. So a karban that has, let's say, more weight on its shoulders, right? With great privilege comes enormous responsibility. So the privilege of bringing a karban chatas, of expiating oneself, or a karban asham, or a karban ola, and then, you know, you bring it late. So that might be a much bigger problem if you're trying to, you know, make amends and bridge failures. So then, if it's late, you know, and you're maybe be'avera, so it's not going to be acceptable. But a bechor, you know, you might have said that's, you know, a little bit less sensitive. It'd be better if you've done it at the right time. But ultimately, it just has kedushas bechor, and the outlet needs to be on the mizbeach. So v'akasi mi de benazei nafka. But then we have another makor. The tani benazei omer oso. Right, the pasuk says in the context of pigul, v'im heyachol yechel mibsar zevach shlamav v'yom hashlishi lo yiretze hamakriv oso lo yichashev lo pigul ya v'nefesh ha'ucheles mimenu avuna tisa. So oso matam lo melavishenemar lo sa'achar l'shalmo shemani af ma'achar nidro v'bal yiratze tamalamar oso b'lo yiratze. So we could have learned from Ben Azai that a person who's in violation of Baal Ta'acher, that does not stigmatize the korban. As we said before, your korban does not take on this stigma. So, Elo Bechachet, so we go back and we revisit. So Bechachet is not telling me the din of the karban is not stigmatized. So what is it telling me? It's telling me something else. V'lo be'ishtechachay. It's your fault. It's not the fault of your wife. Now, why would you blame your wife for this? So maybe if you blame your wife for everything, I guess you need this. But it sounds like it's a din prati. So what does it mean? V'lo be'ishtecha chayit. So as the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Mishlei. If you cannot come up with that which you owe, right? Remember the Mishnah says that we had Perkei Avos and Perek Beis. Shimon Nisana would say that the midara ba'adam is a lova veino mishalim. Same in the chol shalim. Lama yivkach mishkavcha mitachtecha. So mishkavcha literally means, you know, blankets, bed materials, but the drasha is your wife. So mein lecha l'shalim, lama yivkach mishkavcha mitachtecha. So ema behai avun debal ta'acher nami ishto mesa. It's sort of a parallel idea. If you're not paying up that which you owe, so ishto shel adam mesa. It's interesting because it's not like nida or chala. You know, or Habaka Saner, which are mitzvah sabayis. So the Baal Ta'achar Nami Yishto Mesa Kamash Molan, that it doesn't extend out that far. Which is really, I think, a very fascinating idea that you would have even had to have a mina to take it that far. Rabbi Nuchanan all comments here, just made a note for myself. Parkina lo sema bechachay v'lo bekarban chachalayim bechachay v'lo b'yishto chachay perish ba'avan Baal Ta'achar. Ein ishto shel adam mesa. You would have had a havamina that it encompasses that case as well, but it doesn't extend out that far. Okay, let's circle back on a couple important points in Tosfos. So you mentioned Rashi again that the havamina was that if a korban is trying to be meratzim lechaparim ledoron. So the timeliness is a much greater factor, as opposed to, let's say, Bechor, where we'd be, I guess, prima facie, a little bit less concerned about Baal Ta'achar. So Tosa says, Kachin in the Yeretzon Inu, De Ola Mechaperes Al Chayavi Asik, and the Mina Parakamba Diz Vachem. So it sounds like he thinks it's a little bit more narrowly defined than Rashi, because Rashi says it's Im LeDaron, and not just Asay and the Lav Hanitak L'Asay. Okay. Just working our way backwards for a second. Shehuman b'silcha regel, right? This is the case where we said, according to Meir, you put together two ideas. That number one, the second animal is mikach rishon ka'asi, and the first one really should have been brought right away, right? So the second animal is not really entitled to the tashlum in the first animal. Shehuman b'silcha regel ve'in ba'al ta'acher ela b'chol ha'regel, right? That you have to say that the bottom line, according to Meir, is that if you had the original animal, right, you would have understood that you had the entire regel, which needs to be stated. The reason Tosfos is stating it, because if you think, according to Reb Meir, that the ase and the los ase are inextricably linked, you might have said, so he's really a purist about that, and as soon as you get there, vasa shama, vavesam shama, dafka, according to Reb Meir, you have to bring the karban right away. So let's take a look at the Tosfos of Elu Chataos Vashamos. Sheni Drashin Mimcha, Sherim Utalin Chova Lacha. Rashi explained that way also. Ve'olos Hashlam, Ergon Olos Riyab, Hashlam Mechagiga, Shehim Chova, Dilu Nedarim and Davos, Mechi Sidor Nedar Nafki. Ve'tema Shal Mechagiga Riyya, Zamana Kevia Lehu. Right? That's true of the Riyya and the Chagiga. Do'ava Rego Velochag, Eno Chayav Be'achrayuso. And if not, so again, batal korbano kedak shina la'el gabe pesach. So what's this whole idea? This is within the hava mina v'lo bekorban chachay. V'yishlam rade mikol makom heicha de hufreshu v'lo hikriveim kai alayhu abalti acher kevan shelo nifsulu bekach. So Tosfos is a fascinating idea. They alluded to it a little bit before in the Masech. I didn't show it to you then. But that if you already separated out these animals, so the din of Karban HaKavua Lozman and Avar Yom HaBatol Karbano goes away a little bit, because they've already been designated as such, and that one would in theory have the opportunity to bring them. That's why the Gemara was wondering, maybe the Karban is stigmatized, V'ya B'chachet V'lo B'Karban Chachet. So the Hafrasha is very significant. Heicha D'Hufrishu V'lo Yikriveim, Kaya Lai Babalti Acher, Kevan Shalom Nifsulu, Bekach. So you're over the Isra Baal Teacher, but it's not Nifsal, and the animal could still be brought. Okay. Yeah, okay. So those are the most significant points. Again, the Gemara ends up coming to the conclusion that so Ishto Shal Adam is not going to be held responsible, unlike the simple, you know, Pasuk and Mishle, Yemei Lechal Shalim, Lama Yikach Mishkav Cha Mitachtacha, if your, you know, person is not making good on their responsibilities, their financial responsibilities towards others, generally speaking, this can impact you know, a person's person's wife. So I just wanted to conclude with a thought about that. You know, it's like a very strange thing, because again, it sort of defies the natural understanding of Nita, Chava, and you know, Habaka Saner, which would be things that a woman was directly in control over. So you might say it's like a Mida Keneged Mida. And sometimes people don't think about it in these terms. If a person is not you know, thinking about other people besides themselves, but if somebody, you know, is owed money, that impacts not only that person, but their family as well. Who knows what the financial situation is? If a person is not being responsible, and that's why, you know, as again, Ezek Derech Ra, she's Rachik Mina Adam, it's a striking thing that Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, you could say Chaver Ra and Shachin Ra, and somebody who's Lova Veinu Mishalim, that it would rank, you know, up there with Levra and Ayinra, is because you're really putting another person's family out in a very profound way. So there might be a Mida Keneged Mida then. It has to be said that if it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's forgiving. That you made this neder, you've got yourself into this trouble. So we're not going to hold anybody else accountable. We're certainly not going to hold your wife accountable. Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up there on Motzai Shabbos.